Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. Hello, hello, friends. So it has been a while since I have done a show specifically just for my podcast. And I say that because normally I will record in my Facebook group or YouTube channel, and then I transfer it over to my podcast or vice versa. I'll do a podcast show, but then I'll make sure to transfer it over to one of the other platforms. But I decided to do this specifically just for my podcast. So I guess that's a little thank you to any listeners that I might have on the podcast. So I wanted to just come on here and talk a little bit about what balancing homemaking and entrepreneurship looks like to me. That is a question I get more often on my Instagram page than anywhere else. But and maybe it's because on my Instagram, I do tend to share a little bit more about my two worlds intermixing, my homemaking business. I share a lot of my baking and cooking chronicles, I guess you could say. And then I also share my business. And so I often get messages in my DMs like, how do you do full-time homemaking and full-time entrepreneurship? And so I will say, first and foremost, with my entrepreneurship, it's some seasons or some weeks I'm putting in just 2, 3, 4 hours to my business. And then other times I am a little bit more full-time. Like I would say, for example, I am probably more full-time right now because I'm booked out on VA clients, my virtual assisting clients. And then I'm also taking a course for real estate transaction coordinator. So that way I can train my Braided Work virtual assistant team how to do that, because we will soon be adding on real estate to our Braided Work clientele. And so right now is a busy season for me, but I am a full-time, actually, I like to say I'm an all-time homemaker and housewife. That's constantly. I'm not a mom yet, but I'm sure, especially moms, most of you housewives and stay-at-home moms, or just moms in general, whether you're at home or you work outside of the home, it's an all-time job where we don't get to be part-time or really full-time. It's all the time. It's 24/7. I am a homemaker and housewife, and it is the greatest calling, the greatest ministry that the Lord has ever given me. And so with that being said, I want to share 3 tips of my best practices when it comes to braiding my home life and my business life together, because there is a good balance to it. And when I say balance, I mean it helps me emotionally and mentally to stay balanced. But the load of work itself is not balanced by any means. Like I said, being a homemaker and housewife is an all-time thing. Being an entrepreneur is a part-time and sometimes full-time thing, but it's not all the time. I'm not always in wearing my entrepreneur hat. So let's dive into the 3 tips that I have for you all. So first and foremost, prioritize your time. Make sure you are saying yes to the right things, the things that are going to be fruitful for you and your family, and say no to the things that maybe aren't necessarily right for you at this time, that maybe are going to bring a little bit more stress to you and your household. And I'll share a little example of what I mean by this. So this week has been extremely crazy. We've had lots of family emergencies, I guess you could say, and just different things that I've needed to pour into on both sides of our family, on my husband's side of the family and then my side of the family. And so I've kind of been stretched in both areas, which is fine and which is beautiful, because that's exactly why I wanted to be a housewife, because I wanted to have that flexibility to be there for my family. So that I welcome that with open arms. But because more time had to go into family and personal matters, my business, I was a little behind on some work. And so yesterday, and on top of that, I've had a middle ear infection from when I had the flu a couple of weeks ago. And so that's a lot of my extra time I've been laying in bed with a heat compress against my ear, or taking a medication that's causing me to, you know, be sleepy or whatever. And so it's just been one of those hectic, weird weeks. But yesterday, I, you know, kind of was challenged on going to Bible study or not. And I really felt the Lord impress on my heart to go, to just, you know, give myself some time to rest in the Lord and to rest with community and these amazing women. And so I did. I said yes to that because I really felt guided by the Holy Spirit, even though I knew, like, I knew my ear was still hurting. I knew I still had a lot of work to do. I just knew that that was my best yes. And then tonight there was an event with the same group of gals that happened, and I had to not go. And I was really sad to not go because I've been looking forward to this Galentine's party. But it was just in my best interest. My ear was hurting again. We're getting ready to go out of town on Saturday. And so I just, you know, it just kind of, after praying about it, I just felt like, you know, that's not going to be as much as I want it to be. It wasn't going to be my best yes for tonight. And that's okay. It's about just knowing and discerning when to say yes and when to say no. And to also understand that saying no to something doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong or bad or evil or anything like that. It just sometimes means, not tonight, daughter, not tonight, child. I need you to rest, or I need this, you know, from you. And so it ended up working out because there's laundry I need to get done before we go out of town. And so I was able to start that, get the ball rolling on our laundry. And, you know, that way tomorrow I can get us packed up and ready to go. So prioritize your time and know what to say yes to and know what to say no to. The second thing is, I want you to think about organizing. And I don't mean like organizing your office and tidying it up, although that's obviously much needed. But as an entrepreneur, it's good to use platforms like Trello or ClickUp or Asana, those kinds of platforms to just help you kind of brain dump. So I use Trello. I love Trello. So many people have been trying to get me, clients have been trying to get me to switch over to ClickUp. I'll be honest, I haven't necessarily dove into ClickUp yet, but I just am obsessed with Trello so much. I can't imagine living anything else more than that. But when I first started using Trello, what I did was I just brain dumped everything that I needed to get done. And then I divided them out or organized them in different lists. And so I'm able to move things around to prioritize it and what needs to be done when it comes to clients. You know, is somebody about to launch? Am I about to launch? Because I have Braided Faith, which is a membership site. And so are there things in there that I need to make sure I'm getting done? And so I'm able to order those out, put those in order and move them around. And so what it does for me is it helps me look at my life, gives me a bird's eye view of my life. And so, because I even put household things on there. Are there things that I need to be cleaning right now? You know, just because, you know, sometimes I like to deep clean certain parts of my house you know, I will make sure that the kitchen is deep cleaned, you know, once every 2 weeks. And then I make sure that we have our laundry going, you know. And so anyway, I'm sure all of y'all have your specific home needs. And so I put all of that into Trello, and it just, and I look and see like what needs to be done, what hasn't been done in a while. And so it helps me even look at our home and what, you know, have I not cleaned the upstairs bathroom in a couple of weeks? Maybe that's what I need to be doing today. And so, so use something like that that just helps you. I mean, I know that some women will even use like a whiteboard in their office, like a big whiteboard, and that works too. But just a place, whether it's on your computer, you know, an online platform, or just paper, a whiteboard, something, in a dry erase board, something that gives you a bird's eye view of your life where you can write down everything and organize it. So stay organized. Third is be flexible, which is why I need you to be organized and to be able to look at your life from a bird's eye view, because then you're able to not feel so stressed out when things come up, especially you mamas, because I know things come up with the kids unexpectedly, or one will get sick and one has basketball practice, or, you know, whatever. And so when you have everything kind of just out, you kind of get to brain dump it. It's not in your head anymore. It's easier to be flexible. You're able to know what tasks still need to be done, even when, you know, X, Y, and Z gets done, you know. And so for me, I was not able to be flexible until I started using Trello and until I did that. And it seemed so silly at first to even have my homemaking duties on there. But it has helped me so much. And so when things like this week, for example, when things just pop up out of nowhere, I'm able to feel comfortable in being flexible, because even though I know I have a lot going on, it's out of my brain. It's out of my brain, and it's on, you know, on my, and I also use an old fashioned day planner. And so you can use that also if that helps you. So, you know, you're able to just know, okay, I know I have a lot to do, but it's all organized. I know what needs to be done next whenever I'm able to get back to it. So be flexible. Staying organized will help you with that. And last but certainly not least, because this is the most important, seek God in all things. Lean into Him. Take time to be with Him and make sure that you're sharing your life with Him. Seek first the kingdom of God and all things will come to you. I know as a mom and as a wife, life can get so chaotic, and getting alone time might be hard, especially for you mamas. But make sure that even if it's just 10 seconds where you just for a moment just sit and feel the Lord around you and just sit in silence and know that He's there with you, and take that time. If you have 5 minutes, do 5 minutes. Just take time out of your day to spend some time of quiet time with Him and lean into Him. So I'm going to end with Proverbs 31:30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what kind of crazy day or work week you're having, or clients are just all over the place, whatever it is, just remember that a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. All of that can be gone. You know, none of that matters. The charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. And, you know, our businesses are great. And yes, they're important and we should definitely prioritize them. But first and foremost, know who you are in Christ. He will not lead you astray. He will be there with you through all the things, even when life seems crazy. Just continue to lean into Him. So I love y'all, and I hope that this blesses you. Please feel free to join us in our Braided Faith Facebook group. I will link it in the show notes. You can also find us at www.braided.com. faith. I love y'all, and I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.